Blog Talk Radio. Famous or infamous for this song, Short People. Also, they've listed this as lover, Senator Gary Hart, who ran the guy who ran against Nixon, 1971, South Dakota senator, and Gary Hart, I think, ran his campaign then. Gary Hart wanted to be president, and he got caught in a love affair with a woman, and so he's listed in some of the history as a lover. And Hart ran Senator George McGovern's campaign. George McGovern also served in World War II, along with George Wallace, who recently cropped up again. Among the deaths today, the guy who invented basketball, James Naismith, died on this date. The guy who gave his name to the Davis Cup, another sports activity, Dwight Davis, died on this day. And then a war hero from Holland, Queen Wilhelmina, she encouraged the Dutch to fight on after Hitler's Nazis marched in a blitzkrieg in 1940. She fled with her family to England and continued the fight. Also on this day, Rosalind Russell, great actress, a wonderful town. She died today, and remember her in Auntie Mame, great film, one of my favorites. Her son, she was married to Frederick Brisson, a movie director, great movie director, and they had a son named Lance Brisson. He wrote an article along with another writer for Look magazine, and it was about the mafia in San Francisco. We have a copy of that article, and it cost Joe Alioto, who was mayor at the time, any chance of becoming president, getting the nomination from the Democratic Party or any party to become president of the United States. Also, the guy who isolated growth hormones, which we were more and more concerned about, his name was Cho Hao Liu Bri. He was born today. Among the events today for the Filipinos, a lot of people were still angry with him. Of course, he ended up in a stew pot. Magellan began his trip across the Pacific Ocean on this day. And then getting back to civil rights, the Ku Klux Klan, they started the civil rights trials or their violations in federal court. Of course, that didn't kill the Klan. And this is probably one of the most famous women in British modern British political history. Lady Esther was an American who married a British lord. She was also the first female member to be of the British Parliament, and her and Churchill got into it often, and she once got so angry with him, she said, "If I were your wife, I would put poison in your tea." Churchill thought for a moment and said, "If I were your husband, I would drink it." That's another, that was his retort to her. Also on this date, Richard Byrd, Admiral Richard Byrd of the famous Virginia Byrd family. He did a lot of exploration, and he did the first flight on this date over the South Pole. And then one of the most infamous fires of a nightclub, it also killed a lot of military servicemen in 1942, I think it was in Boston, the infamous Coconut Grove fire, 500 people were killed. And I think one of the disasters out of this, one of the military persons who got injured in the fire later became a game warden, I think, and his Jeep overturned, the gasoline spilled on him, and he was burned to death. Horrible, horrible. And in 1948, Hopalong Cassidy, the first series with, I forgot his name, William something, nice white-haired guy, debuted on TV. Those of you who remember Hopalong Cassidy. Now, this week, again, 33 years ago, we had two horrors in California and in San Francisco in particular. First was Reverend Jim Jones and what he did down at Jonestown in Guyana, murdered all those people with Kool-Aid. But we also had later, in November 28th of that year, we had the double political assassination of Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk. Now, both of these guys have been practically canonized by the gay left. The fact that they're one of the sordid parts in George Moscone's life was that he was known in the San Francisco Police Department as Turkey Legs because he liked Black Horse. And there is an allegation that he was drunk one night as mayor, and he had this black woman pinned against the wall, and the cops had a gun in there, get him out of the car, get him home, and save the woman. That's the allegation. Harvey Milk served in the U.S. Navy in World War II. I guess he was honorably discharged. However, and then he was a failure in business on Wall Street. Came to San Francisco, opened a shop on, little hole-in-the-wall shop on Castro, and became a, and was a loudmouth. And among the things that he promoted, he was involved with the Reverend Jim Jones. He was also allegedly a pedophile. He used to have parties inviting young boys up to a suite in the hotel. This is the allegation from a credible source, so we call it a credible allegation, and would ply them with drugs, and then there would be illegal pedophilic sex. Well, pedophilic sex is illegal. Now, we had an excerpt from the interview done by David Fowler, who was also believed to be gay. He wasn't. He didn't wear sexuality on his sleeve. He interviewed Dan White before Dan White shot Milk and Moscone. And it's an interesting interview. We have it. We didn't have time to put it up. We'll do it on Wednesday. Now, there was a gay newspaper, The Bay Guardian, which is a leftist newspaper, called so-called progressive, a.k.a. communist, started by Bruce Bregman, who came to San Francisco from Iowa. He went to the Columbia School of Journalism. Of course, that's Columbia University's leftist. And red diaper diplomas, somebody referred to that school as their what they put out. Anyway, he came to San Francisco in the early 60s and started a paper called The Bay Guardian. And increasingly, they started out dealing with relevant issues of a concern to everybody. And instead, they suddenly got into frontal nudity, penis grabbing, nude beaches, and all this garbage was dropped at the San Francisco Unified School District's schools around the city, and people were furious. Well, when Dan White got out of prison, they trashed him, and were even. And then when after he died, he committed suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning, self-inflicted. And they got in, trashed him by even talking about the size of his penis. I mean, it was totally irrelevant. Now, also, the unpublicized death of John DuPont, of the famous DuPont de Nemours family, Delaware, multimillionaire, wealthy man, but he was a homosexual predator who murdered an athlete, not connected with the University of Pennsylvania or Penn State, but DuPont liked to fund these athletes, and particularly wrestling, and invite him to stay overnight in his house and all of that. And one of them didn't like what was going on, or well, maybe he was hit upon, we don't know. And DuPont shot him. His lawyer claimed insanity. DuPont did not go to the gallows or the gas chamber or the electric chair. Instead, he was given life imprisonment. He died in September of last year, and it was not reported widely, if at all. So that's what happened. We had a short something screwed up again. I don't know what to do on this, but so we'll just end with our politics and poker. We'll be back Wednesday and have the full day, full show, and hopefully we'll get the Skype mess cleaned up. And as I've always said, probably the best thing for people getting tired of these. Debates, and people, by the time this whole thing is over, they're going to be angry with everybody, turned off. So we'll end with our famous show, Politics and Poker, which I think some of these people should sit down and play poker, and whoever wins the pot should win the nomination. Here we go.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
We all will if we don't get a new president in there. And, of course, the Republicans better come up with something better. I don't know about a third party. Anyway, this is Peter Paul Brazilla. Unfortunately, this is being cut short tonight. Hopefully, we'll try to get this problem resolved. So we'll be back Wednesday for a full half hour, and we'll have those audio tapes. This is Peter Paul Brazilla. Good night.